Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota. The largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors. Cattle shows and sales, horse shows and sales, four nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 26th. Too many events to mention here, so check it all out online at blackhillstockshow.com. That's the 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City.
That alone is good stuff. Here's more good stuff. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? Well, you do now. Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit Tri-State Livestock News at tsln.com. Okay, Mike. Spit out some good stuff.
I have the story of the fern and the bamboo, and I don't know who wrote this. I do know that Neil Vollmer had sent it in here a few years ago, so I thought maybe we'd feature that on this portion of the Good Stuff program. One day, I decided to quit. I quit my job, my relationship, my spirituality. I wanted to quit my life. I went to the woods to have one last talk with God. God, I said, can you give me one good reason not to quit? His answer surprised me. Look around, he said. Do you see the fern and the bamboo? Yes, I replied. When I planted the fern and the bamboo seeds, I took very good care of them. I gave them light. I gave them water. The fern quickly grew from the earth. Its brilliant green covered the floor. Yet nothing came from the bamboo seed. But I did not quit on the bamboo. In the second year, the fern grew more. And again, nothing came from the bamboo seed. But I did not quit on the bamboo. He said in the third year, there was still nothing from the bamboo seed, but I would not quit. In the fourth year, there was nothing from the bamboo seed, but I would not quit. He said then, in the fifth year, a tiny sprout emerged from the earth. Compared to the fern, it was seemingly small and insignificant. But just 6 months later, the bamboo rose to over 100 feet tall. It had spent the 5 years growing roots. Those roots made it strong and gave it what it needed to survive. I would not give any of my creations a challenge that it could not handle. He said to me, did you know, my child, that all of this that you have been struggling, you have actually been growing roots? I would not quit on the bamboo. I will never quit on you. Don't compare yourself to others. He said the bamboo had a different purpose than the fern, yet they both make the forest beautiful. I left the forest and brought back this story. I hope these words can help you see that God will never give up on you. Never regret a day in your life. Good days give you happiness. Bad days give you experiences. Both are essential to life. Keep going. Happiness keeps you sweet. Trials keep you strong. Sorrows keep you human. Failures keep you humble. Success keeps you glowing. But only God keeps you going. Have a great day. The sun is shining. God is so big he can cover the whole world with his love, and so small he can curl up inside your heart. And that was just something I thought we'd share here on The Good Stuff today. Thanks to Neil Vollmer for sending that in.
That is very good. I've got more good stuff. What is the perfect dunk time for an Oreo?
A dunk time for an oil?
Oreo. Oreo.
Oh,
cookie.
Oreo, the cookie.
Oreo, the cookie.
22 seconds.
Oh, no, 3 seconds.
Oh, okay.
4 seconds maximum. Did you know that in 1912, when Oreos came out, they were a luxury? They were actually, this was the line for them, dainty, tasty chocolate biscuit with cream filling. That was the ad.
Really?
They were about 45 cents a pound. Now that would be equal to about $14 a pound.
Wow.
They evidently figured out how to make them cheaper, or we wouldn't know what Oreo tasted like.
That's true.
Yeah, isn't that crazy, though? 3 second maximum dunk time. And they came around a lot longer ago than I thought. Did you realize they're from 1912?
I did not think they were that old.
Well, there's just tons of information about the Oreo that you did not know.
That's true. I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Guess what's going to be the summer conversation?
Well, you can have that with your cup of coffee or your noon lunch with your friends. Kim, what do you have to finish up the good stuff today?
Well, Sally from Upton shared this from her friend in Glendive, Montana, and it's a cowboy guide to life, and I'm just going to end with a couple. Words that soak into your ears are whispered, not yelled, and meanness don't just happen overnight.
All right. If you have something to share with the Good Stuff, you know how to do it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. And thanks for tuning in to the Good Stuff.